prison.
You don't sound any much awake. Whatever the word is.
Well, I do.
Assumptionize that. Mark is not showing where he is in Hawaii, you know what I mean? Somewhere. You want to show the background. Oh, he is showing the background.
Spoke too fast.
Spoke too fast, yeah. Where's Moshe? Went to Vegas? It's a big problem. There's smoke, schmoke all over the place.
In Vegas?
I'm sure it's traveling. It's only 4 hours away. Kamala House is burnt down? Something Pasharoza, what's the name? Chaya Rochel Bas Pasharoza. I'm pretty good. Rafal Zan Zev and Rachel. Omer Maxim Beronan. Shem Yukon Daman, did they get out? Any hostage deal? Brian Wim Rezal Soro. Yakshu Mechano. He was there last night. Dovmer in Peril. What's the other one? Shmuel Ben Nevira.
Who was where?
Yaakov Yishuv Mechana's son. Came to the shir.
He did?
Yeah. I got to have him every now and then. It's cute. Okay. The guy on the ksuba, his father's name was Tanchum. Amarab Tanchum. Whose name is Tanchum? Who's that? I know that name. Whose name is that? Oh, yeah. So this guy signed Ben Something Tanchum. I'm thinking that's today's Gemara, so I'm sure they got a guy to sign the Ksuba. Had to figure that out, surely. You should see the kiss Penny gave Israel. It's two guys that don't know how to kiss. Like a awkward, like Bush gave Obama, little boom.
I waited for the kiss. I saw you standing. Give him another kiss. I said, we're both sitting here awkward. Stop it.
Both guys that never kissed someone in their life.
He looked happy, I'll tell you that.
Well, usually a wedding is time to be happy.
Not always.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right here first.
It's a misunderstanding.
Very sad day.
Misconception. He's saying it's really sad that you're losing your bachur, your yaron. Those best years to steig.
That's why the guy.
You didn't. <me. laughs> He put on a pretty good show if he was mad. Get out of it. You do a little wiggle here, a little wiggle there, and you knock it out of the system. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think we got to move on over here. Today's shir, let's go. Malach Tachov Chesed Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So what did Yehuda say?
There was nobody at the wedding named Yehuda.
His first name was Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Afilu Mesa Bitoi, Vayeshla Banim Menar is a Kurev. So Yehuda holds that a son-in-law, even after the wife dies, what makes a son-in-law not a tzigah kimina? What makes him a sheni? A daughter's a sheni. So what makes the son-in-law a sheni? Makes him a sheni is the fact that he's married to the sheni. And ishta kufoy and bala Balaka Ishtoi. We have a pasuk. So he says if the wife dies, which is the reason why you become not a tzigi kimina, then you're a tzigi kimina. You're not a tzigi kimina. That's a shita. He argues. So Amarav Tanchum, Amarav Tavla, Amarav Broina, Amarav, Halacha Kribuda, Halacha is like him. Rav Amnachman, Ein Halacha Kribuda. V'chein Amarav Arachana, Amarav Yochanan, Ein Halacha Kribuda. We don't pass like that. Means the daughter's died, the daughter dies, the guy's a tzigi kimina. You come to the judge of that day. If you're going to the judge, the priest from that those, of course you're going to those. What are you going back 100 years? You're not around anymore. That's what it's referring to. Karmal Shayfesh here, but Yom Mahim means it has to be someone who's by Yom Mahim, even though the day before he could have been a Karav and he wouldn't be kosher for a dayan because he's married to the guy's daughter. Now his daughter died, he could be a dayan. Amar Rav Chana Amar Yechana, Loch Kabeis Aglili. Bnei Chamua, the Marukva, means their mother was married to their sister was married to Marukva. So after he died, Kroivim v'Nisrachu, they're considered Kroivim v'Nisrachu because the sister died. So Hava Oska Meil Dina, they came to Adin to him. Amalu Pasin L'Chul Dina. I'm not eligible to be the dying. I'm puzzled. Amalei my daitach, Rabbi Yehuda. You're holding like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita was. Did I say it wrong?
It's still considered.
Right. That's still considered, even though the karav that made you into a related person died, is still a karav, and that's what he was obviously holding. Anan, my sinani garta marava. I'll bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Then Halach of Yehuda. So you don't want to pass him because you feel that Halach is like of Yehuda. It's not. You have it wrong. Amar lahu atu bekava dekira itbakna b'chul. Deloit kamina psilin l'chuladina el b'mishum deloit saisudina. He's saying, I'm not connected to you with wax. Basically saying, I have no connection to you guys. That's not the issue. The issue is you guys don't listen to the din. Because you don't listen to the din, I cannot paskin. And it's brought down from the, not the eight years of the, I'm sorry, somebody else. Tarius Yosef, no. Yosef Omates, something like that, very good. That Lashon Pasilna, L'chula Dina in our Gemara, the reason why he said it, because really that's what he said. He says, I didn't say Pasilin. He did say Pasilin. What he means is, inherently I'm not Pasil. But because, why do you use the Lashon Pasil? Because you're not going to listen to the Din. If you know someone's not going to listen to the Din, you're Pasil to be a dying for him. You're not allowed to be a dying for him. It's not just that it's not a good idea because he's not going to listen. You're not a capable dying for this guy, so you shouldn't not. That's why he said, I can't Pasil. You guys are not going to listen. You're not in a game.
What's the difference between death and divorce then? If there are kids involved, they're both not married to the person anymore. Just because one went, just because one wasn't up to him,
the kurva is still there. That's the funny thing about kurva, according to that Manoma.
Even if there's no Zika or anything, there's still a
doesn't matter. It's still it's the person's still around. The shaykhs. Own his kids. That's what Yehuda. That's what Yehuda is saying.
That is the Zika.
I don't know about that, but I'm talking from a guy who's not happy by a wedding. If you get divorced, you should be totally back to square one.
Yeah, even more so.
I know the Torah is not saying kurva alts because you're friends. Torah is a kurva because you're related. It's a relation. It's a relation. Otherwise, I'm kurva to you because I talk a lot to you.
That's a one-way street, though.
No.
It's a one-way. A one-way conversation.
That's not a friend.
A one-way conversation is called.
A friend. We'll see what a friend means. Well, no, we'll see what a friend means. We'll see what a friend means. That's not a friend. Just got to talk to him. It's not a friend. We'll see in a minute. Oyev is a shashvino. Oyev means a guy who is a best man. The kama, Amarav Aram Yemiya, Amarav Kol Shivas Yemei Mishta. The Rabbanim Shmei Derava means the whole 7 days of Shev Brachas. He's a best man. Rabbanim Amar.
He's always.
One second. Rabbanim, let's just finish this. Rabbanim Shmei Derava Amri. I feel me on Mishav Eilach. So there's a few different ways to learn over here. That according to the Pashup Shat, like Rashi's learning, is that for the 7 days of Sheva Brachas, your puzzle. And the other man says, no, after the first day, you're already good to go. That's one shot to learn the Gemara. The Yad Ramah brings down, he says, how many. It's a barometer, means what makes a guy a friend that cannot say Eidus? What makes a guy a friend that say Eidus if you sameach with him 7 days? You go just to the chasana, that's not enough. You go to every Sheva Brachas. The other man says, no, one day, one Sheva Brachas, go, you're already puzzled to say Eidus.
Ever.
Ever. Because you're already. You're off with this guy. You're done. Best man. First shot is Rashi.
What happens if you have a falling out?
A falling out with what?
You're not friends anymore.
Yeah, so then you got divorced. No, yeah, he's still his friend.
Shashvini
is still his friend. Well, divorce is still his friend. He's saying you have a falling out with the guy. Depending how fallout. I don't know.
You're more friendly than you get divorced.
Yeah. You're saying good. But he brings down another shot that even according to Rashi.
So if you're with a person, the whole shiva should be also the same thing.
He brings down, according to Rashi, it says that it's 7 days or one day. So he says, what the Chum is saying is, another pshat learned the Gemara, the Chum is saying is that even I don't hold that for 7 days you'll be puzzle, but for one day you'll dichur be puzzle. Yeah, the day of the chasm, you're puzzle to, it's, that's, you know, like he says, nobody's happy that day.
Right. In case the chasm is also busy in some din.
A monetary dispute with the mechutin. Yeah. It happens.
Every day.
That's why they're not happy. Okay.
Hasoina.
What? We said the mechutanim. The mechutanim could talk to one another because that's not. The mechutanim themselves could
that's what
say
he said.
This. Yeah,
you called your mechutan.
Yeah. Tana Rabbanan.
He said that's the last bottle of wine you're getting.
Yeah, Tzvi said, please be careful. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. Vulo ayev loy.
He's trying to figure out what mechutan is.
He's trying to figure out why you said day of the wedding you're not happy. That's what he's trying to figure out. You're the one that mixes them up here. Tana Rabbanan. Vulo ayev loy. Yidenu. So it says over here, Pasuk.
Well, you cut out on the paper? What happened? Did you get cheap?
Oh, yeah. Oy b'chol eben asher yamos bo v'loy ro'ez v'yapo lo v'yamos v'hu loy oyev loy. Oyev means not oyhev with a hey. It's oyev. Hate him.
Thank you for pointing that out.
V'loy m'vakesh ro'osoy. You'll see in a minute. And he doesn't like, and he's not looking to bat him. So Gemara says, means you say Edis and you can be a dying. Ashkan Soina. So we see about Soina, because that's what Oyev means. Ohev Menolon. I know if you love the guy. So Karbehaki, Vuhuloi Oyev Loy, Viloi Ohev Loy, Yidenu. Vilim Akshu Osoy, Viloi Toiv Osoy, Yididenu. You stick into the, you have to stick into the pasuk. Vuloi Oyev Loy, Viloi Ohev Loy. So Vetting Mara, Midi Ohev Ksiv? You didn't answer the question. It doesn't say Oyev in the pasuk. Elo, it's a Svaruhu. Oyev my timer, Mishim the Merachi Daite. What's the reason why Oyev, a guy who hates the other guy, can't say Edus? Like a that's not a good motion.
No, say. Why stop now?
Oyev my timer, Mishim the Merachi Daite. I was going to say 45 and 48. But they don't hate each other anymore. Now it became like strictly. Not such
tolerable.
A fight. Yeah, it's tolerable. So they don't. I think they could say this. What? Oh, it's on the corner. I have no idea. You have to ask the actuary for that. Zimraka daite oyev nami mikava daite. So the svar is that if a guy who hates a guy, his mind goes away from me. He doesn't like the guy, so he's going to find whatever he can to make it not a good din. The guy who loves the guy is going to make it always a good din. So when's ever a bun and high loy,
so
oyev loy.
If you have a reason why oyev wouldn't work, why would I need to darshan that from a pasuk?
No, so he's saying anachanami. It's a svara.
Oh, even oyev.
Everything, yeah. Rabban on high loy, oyev loy, loy makshir, also my darshabed. He asked the Gemara's question. So chad la dayim, and idach etanya, am Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Huda, v'loy oyev loy, v'loy makshir, also. Mikan, l'shnei tam yacham, sh'soynin zeh zeh, sh'en yeshem din ke'echod. They're two rabbis that don't like each other. It doesn't mean they don't like each other. It doesn't mean they don't like each other. It means they always trying to disprove the other rabbi. So that, I mean, the Mefarshim ask, nice came on the Shulchan Aruch, say, punk vakert. That should be a reason why you come out with the best shot. Means if I sit next to Charlie, he doesn't let anything go. I'm always coming out with the best shot, because he's asking me every kasha he can. So I come out with, that's the way you come out with the right shot.
But you'll never agree to it then.
Why won't you agree to it then?
Because both of you are going to be constantly arguing with each other. You're not coming out with a shot.
That's the Shem brings down the Chassam Sofer that's one of the ways of learning is that even though you have a chavrusa shaft that the guy always gets you klar, but if you hate the guy, means you just try and disprove him. Even a shot that's a good shot, you'll crumb it out. I don't know. It's they talk about this over here. What's the, yeah? They talk about why it's what's the pshat. But it seems to be that if you're a tom, I mean, you're not talking about you're not allowed to sit on a din a guy who you hate. If I hate you, I can't go with you on a din. So what you tell me? You could sit on the problem over here is that you're not going to come out the right pshat. You can't even sit with me. That's the halacha. You can't be on the same bezdin. No. The Gemara saying over here the problem is. That is because they're going to come out with a they're going to slug each other up.
Because they're not going to be looking at the evidence. They're looking. They're just
trying
one person
it.
Says
trying
one thing.
Stick it
you
to
want
the other
to
guy.
Stick it to him.
But the one was discussing the wood again. Wasn't discussing the dying.
No, it was discussing the dying over there.
Now we are.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
What's the problem?
Because this, if you hate someone like that the guy's going to. Turn the pshat backwards, that guy b'chlal is not even in a parasha of being a dayan. It's not pshat, is that he's gonna make your pshat not good. So I don't know.
I think you're taking it a little far.
Okay. Ketzad Boykin, what do we do with these Edom? That's the Edom. Now we're going to the Edom. Two Edom come to Bezdin, and they say Edus. How do you know they're saying the truth? What do you do? What do you do to make sure that these guys are legit? You bring them into their room, and you cattle prod them. We'll see the Gemara what ma'ayman means. Ma'ayman means this, the Gemara is going to say what you say to them to scare the bejesus out of them. Umatzin es kol adam chutz. You take everybody outside. Umashayin es hagadol shebehen. You leave the older aide. So you have two aidim. You have shulvi and chapla. So who's older? You're older. You bring Shuli in. How do you know that Moshe Goldstein owes this guy money? Im Amar Hu Amali. So wait, the guy's yesterday. The guy told me. Shani Chayav Loi. Ish Ploini Amali Shu Chayav Loi. Another guy told me. So that's Loi Maklom. That's not Edus. The Ish Ploini first was Aim and P Aid, and this other guy, we'll see in the Gemara why it's nothing. Could be it's Meshatani Bach. He's just saying a lot of people like to say that he owes the other guy money to make his worth, net worth, may look less.
More.
Less. You want to be a debtor. See, people don't look at you as a rich guy. Whatever the reason, Murrah says. So then that's not good. Only if this aid says that we were there, and the Gemara is going to say he has to actually say you're my aidim, and he appoints them to be aidim and says, listen, I'm telling you right now, two guys, that I owe Chapla $100. Who?
It says over here, he says to the person he owes it to.
In front of the aidim. Yeah.
Not that he says that out loud.
Yeah.
The Levi says to the Malva.
The Adam have to hear it.
Yeah. The Levi can't say it without the Malva around.
Yeah. So, Shulchai L'Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz is what you can live on. I don't know if some reason they have a Masayim Zuz over here, because you can live on it for a whole year. Then you bring the second. You only have one aid so far. Then you bring the second guy in. He didn't hear the other guy say anything. If their aidas, the outcome of what they're saying, matches, then it's no problem. I saw brought down, they bring a story from the Goyin, that there was two aidas came and said aidas on a guy that he owes money. The guy came to the Goyin and says, it's baloney. But these two aidas, they're lying. So the Goyin said, bring them to me. He brought them to them, and he asked the one aid, how do you know the guy owes the money? He said, okay, bring me the other guy. The other guy said, they said word for word. So the Goyin says, from the Mishnah you see, that it's in Nitzu Duvreim Chuvanim, from what they're saying, you could see that it's the same thing, then their Adis is a good Adis. But if they say word for word, they just copy each other's words, then you know it's a setup. That's a setup. You guys came before you came to Bezni, said, okay, you say, Monday I heard this guy said, that's not Adis.
They rehearsed.
The Adis means that you explain in your own words what happened, and it matches, the two scenarios match. That's what it means. But to say this exact same words, so that wouldn't be Adis. Yeah. Noisim v'noisim dover. Shnaim oimim zakai, v'echad oimim chayiv, so zakai. Shnaim oimim chayiv, v'echad oimim zakai, chayiv. Echad oimim chayiv, v'echad oimim zakai. I feel shnayim mezaka and shnayim mechayim. One guy stays out. Ve'echadam any of them. Yisifa adiyonim. They add two adiyonim. Gomer zadaver. Once they finish and they come out with a psak, hayimachnisin oisa gadol shib adiyonim. The oldest dayan. Yisifa adiyonim. Yeah, you always add two. Didn't we have that before? That you always add two?
Yeah,
we had it earlier. You have to add, it's the first Mishnah. All right.
15. You need three to what's it called? Someone says
doesn't
know.
The what?
We have to, someone says
yeah. So you have to add. So yeah, what do you add? Yeah, add two.
No, two.
That's the first Mishnah.
Because that's what Levi said.
We had in the Mishnah. Isn't the first Mishnah?
Number 18.
It shows if they give a psak, he's not giving a psak.
So after Ada.
You got to tip the scale.
You think any of Ada over here. He says at the bottom part of it, the person who was undecided may still give a decision. He's still part of it.
We don't throw him out.
Good.
Now,
let's see
more
if I'll name
Oid Echad.
So if one, then it will be four. So it will be two.
Total of four now? He says, I don't know.
If you only add one.
Even though one recused himself initially.
We had this before. Where did we have this? First mention? We had this somewhere. Okay. So Gemara says that you bring the oldest guy in and you say, Ish plan out the Zaka, Ish plan out the Chayev. Why the oldest guy? So the Machloek is the Shaila how to learn the Mishnah. The Taisyant learns Pashit, the oldest guy, because that's respect. Take the oldest guy in the Bezin, he calls out the Shat. He says, we came out with the Psak. I saw another Pshat, which fits in the flow of the Mishnah. It's the oldest guy because the next part of the Mishnah says that when you leave Beis Din, you don't go over to the guy who's your friend or one of the guys and say, by the way, I'm telling you, I was not chai of you. I paskin fakert. But they paskin, so I'm stuck. You go with Saroiv in Beis Din. That's the way it works. So just don't be upset at me. You're not allowed to say that. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah finished off. That even if you're doing it for a purpose, that's why Mishnah brings two tzukim. The Selech Rochel is when you're trying to say something bad. Megal Soid is Helech Rochel Megal Soid is even if you're doing it for a purpose, you don't want the guy to hate you. He's your neighbor. You're still not allowed to say it. That fits in. Gadosh Beyonim. You'll never be able to figure out who said anything. He's a Golos Yonim. He's the head Bezdin. He comes out and he says, "This is what with the Psak is." You can't figure out who said what, who said how, who said when.
What's the other
Golos Yonim means that just because he's the oldest.
So you still won't be able to figure out.
Yeah, but he says nothing to do. He says this part of the mission has nothing to do with figuring out. It's just God's realm. That's a halacha that you have to get the oldest dying to come say that psak. That's the way Tez Yandel is the Mishnah. It's not connected.
Do you have a quote in that one person represents a jury and one person gives this all we decided?
And where?
In court.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Represents a jury.
You don't know which juror passed what?
Okay. I'm
legally
not allowed. Yeah, right, legally not allowed.
Even after?
Mm-hmm. You go after
him. Hecha amrina lehu. So Gemara says, how are you ma'ayim? How do you scare the guy to eat this? Amru yudach amin alu. Nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem einish m'sal b'mesei sheker. Masa sheker. You basically say, you're saying false, then you're gonna lose your, the rain's gonna stop, and there's not gonna be geshem, there won't be parnasa. So he says, Amalei Rabbi Yachlelemem Rishav Shni have a kafna do a 7 years of fam above umna lecholof, and the guy never lost his. The guy who does work, he never lost his. He always had work. He was busy straight for 7 years, even in the recession. So I know what you're talking about. This is not a reason. You don't scare an aide for that. Elam Rava Aminu Mapetz v'chera v'chetz shonon ish oyne bereyu eight shaker. If you say bad, if you say eight shaker, so you're gonna cause a plague like Misa. Amalei, that's also not such a scary thing. Rashi Yechalamema, the Eidim could say, Shev Shni have a Musna, there were 7 years of COVID or a plague over here. The Inish Blay Shni, Aloy Shchiv, and nobody died without their time. People die in the time they're supposed to die. If he died in COVID, that's when he's supposed to die. Don't scare me like that. I'm not scared. I'm not scared to lie because of that. That wouldn't deter a liar. So what would deter a liar? Hello, Marvashi. I'm going to ask my mazutra. I'm going to lose Sahadi Shakri. I will grizily. The guy who hired you to lie, he himself doesn't respect you. So if you think that you're lying because someone paid you off, and you think that you're respected, even the people that you think respect you for this don't respect you. And brings a pasuk to say, and this for some reason this deters a guy. And the guy wants to have. Safe face. He wants to look like his dignity means something. Over here, you have no dignity. This novice Israeli. She hired, right? Malchi, what's the story over there? The Eitzigeber said he should hire people, and they hired people to kill the guy whose field was, and they called them Bnei Belial. So you see that even the people that hired these, they did the wrong thing. They called them Bleial. So that means that you're not respected anywhere. So if you think you get respect for whatever it is, you're nothing. So that takes away the that makes a guy not want to do this. The what?
It's like a rat. Wouldn't that be out of respect, huh? Even some of the terms.
Right. Im Amar Hu Amali. So if he says, he told me, that doesn't work. Achim Fenenu Hoidlo Shuchav the Messiah, Rabbi Huda Amudam Rav, Tzorch Shemar Atam Eidar. The guy has to say, you're my Eidim. It when I'm a Rachibar Abram Yachanan, Malabiotka Amle Hain, Lamach Amle Tnoli. Hey, where's the money? Amam Shatani Bach, Potter. He's Potter. He doesn't have to. He's even, and even though he said it, and over here we're trying to say that because he didn't say atam edai. Taina mahachi manu biyotka amale hein lemacha amale tnoli amale mishat ani bach pater. Loi oid el afilu hichmin loi edim achar agedar. Even if there were edim behind the fence, over here's without edim. The next one's with edim. Right, without edim, if you just say I owe you money, that doesn't mean you owe me money. That means you're just trying to make yourself look poor. But even if there's aid in there, I feel like I'm aid in my car again. I'm like, money will be out. I'm like, hey, yes. You owe chapel money? Yes. But telling you, because you're trying to plan. Do you want to be made in front of these two people? I'm like, Monsieur and Shematach P. Pini. First case also aid them?
I believe I'm at the meter.
Where are you reading? Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it's going on the next potter. Right?
I have a piece of Shemo Edom Esmo. That's that case, no?
Oh, they just heard it. Okay. So over here is, even if he says, now it's even more specified, it means the Edom are behind the fence, and he says, do you want to say in front of Edom Alehain? It's not straight up from the plane to plane. I'm like, you know, Mishyani Shema Tachpini Alidin. So I'm worried they're going to bring me a din. Lamachra Amalei Tnuli Amashatani Bach, potter. Why? Because he didn't say Atam Eidai. Ve'ein Toyin Ilamesis. You don't help a guy who's a Avodah Zarah, a guy who does Avodah Zarah, you don't help him out in court, even if you see a way for him to get out. It means you have two guys having a dispute, and one guy's a Ben Avodah Zarah, he does Avodah Zarah. So even if Bezin sees a way for this guy to have a good time and he can win the case, we don't do with him. So what's the mason on the Kashmir? Who's talking about mason over here? We're talking about Meshatani Bach with Edom Atam Edai. Chasur Merzvachtani. Im loy tan ain't tan loy. If he doesn't say I was just joking, you don't tell him. You don't tell him this thing, even though it's a good taina, but. But it comes to fashus, I would like to turn it. We do. But the ain't turn the maces. But a maces you can't. Maishno maces, Amra Machama, Machanina, me Pirki, Derbhia, Baraba, Shmieli, Sha'ani maces, Derachmana Omar, Lysachma Lyskasalov. So you have no Rachmanas and you can't come up with a reason to help the guy out. Amashwara Achmana Mason, nine ain't turn the maces. How do you know? What do you see from the Pasik? From the snake, he had a lot of tainas, but he didn't tain them. Why didn't Kosh Baruch help the snake out? Because he didn't tain them. What could he have said? Means, Chava should listen to Hashem. Hashem said, don't touch, don't eat, and she ate. So she should have listened. So, Mele, and that's a good taina. So why is a snake shuldig? No, we don't tie enough for a snake. For a guy who's a maces. The snake's a maces?
Yeah. Took her away from
Hashem. It's not
away.
A Zara.
No, took her away from Hashem.
They talk about it. I forgot what they answer. They answer something. They ask the question.
Took away from Hashem. Hashem said something and you said don't listen.
That's not really what a maces is. Avodah Zarah. Yeah, all right. Who? That what? I saw it last night. I don't remember what.
He may have a rebel against Hashem. And
It's considered a mayor, even though it's not a Avodah Zarah. It's like a Avodah Zarah. Something I saw last night. You guys know the Parsha. Magal Siyam shouldn't have even spoken it out.
The who?
The Magal Siyam shouldn't have even spoken it out.
Probably.
Why doesn't?
He just read it.
So funny. You good now?
Anyway.
What's that lady thing on the back of your phone? Keep it on your purse?
Hey, behave. Two words. Zartin Gemara. Amar Ocheskia, interesting Gemara. Menayish called Moisik Varea. People that add, detract, they make it worse. I mean, by sometimes by being machmer, you're not helping, you're making it worse. Shneamar, Amar Aleikim Loi Soichlu. Adam said, Manuva Loi Sigubai. Adam said, told Chava, you can't eat and you can't touch. What he was trying to do is, a barometer.
No.
You make something that the person does not.
Deterrent.
A deterrent. Very good. Make a deterrent. So that's what he was trying to do. But really he messed up because by not saying that Negiah is a deterrent, he didn't explain that Negiah was a deterrent. It means there's nothing wrong with a deterrent. Chachamim make deterrents all the time. They said he can't be miyachah with a ish is ish, right? That's a deterrent. Okay, that's a pnuya. A pnuya, right? That's a deterrent. That's what it is. It's a gather.
Just go.
The what?
This is what the Gemara means when he says anything.
No, Adam said it. Adam said it. No, Adam said. The Nachash said.
Adam said, and he was Moisif Negiah, and then became a.
He was Moisif Negiah, and the Nachash says, "What do you mean? Look, touch it. Touch it, and you don't die. So then you could eat it also. The whole thing is wrong. Your whole premise is wrong. That's what the Nachash. That's what Nachash got her. But if Adam would have told her, Hashem said you can't eat.
You can eat it, but you can't eat it.
I'm telling you, you should also not touch because don't go near it. Make yourself a gather. So when the Nachash would have came to her and said, listen, if you touch it, you're not going to die. He said, yeah, because that's what Hashem said. Hashem said, just don't eat. So she would have not been Nichshel. That's the Gemara is learning.
You have to know what's
Aser. Right, what's Gedder? It's not that you're not allowed to make a Gedder. You are supposed to make a Gedder, but you should know that it's a Gedder. The what? Right, they made her touch it. Who would have realized?
She would have realized it wasn't true.
She did. So obviously,
she didn't know that Hashem only said don't eat.
Because the Nachash said that don't touch also.
No, not no, the Nachash. Adam said don't touch.
Adam told Chava saying Hashem said don't eat and don't touch.
So the Nachash said, what do you mean don't touch? Because you're gonna die. Look, she pushed against the tree and you didn't die. So the whole thing is.
Oh, say that.
Loi sigu. Who said loi sigu? Amar Aleikim loi seichel manu loi sigu.
No, this is Chava. This is Chava talking to the Nachash. It's not the Nachash.
Nachash can't talk.
Chava told the Nachash back. Hashem said, "Amar Aleikim Lei Soichlu Mimenu Lei Sigu Bai."
Never tell your wife something that's not true.
I don't know about that.
Mic come drop. Back to bite you.
Yeah, she was Moisif. Chava was Moisif, right? When she was on a snake.
No.
Doesn't say
Adam. From Chava's answer, we see what Adam told her.
Maybe. Or she made it up.
Or maybe she made it up. Or she made it up.
More likely she made it up.
Yeah, you know how they are.
She said it, not Adam?
She told her.
Okay. Fine.
But she wasn't paraphrasing. She wasn't.
She may have.
She should have said it together. She shouldn't have said, what's it called? Amar, another one. You have a different way in the pasuk. It says Amasayim v'chatzi arkoi. Without the aleph, it would have said Masayim. So you see the extra aleph that you added, that makes it less. Rav Asher Amar Ashtei Eser Yiris, that's 11. If you take away the ayin, Ashtei Eser Yiris, which is 12. So again, you see this concept of called Moisiv Gareya. Amar Abayi, Lo Yishanu. We got time. El de Amar Meshatani Bach. Aval Amar Loi Dvar Ma'olam Huch Ze Kafren. They say, if you just say it never happened, then you're Kafren. And he says, Rapapa Breder of Acha Bada, Hachia Amina Mishmeh Derava, he disagrees. Kal Mil Dikadi Loi Daka Enchi. Things that are wasteful talk, you don't remember. So, in fact, they said, Loi Hadar of Oilam doesn't mean that he's not going against his word.
He's not lying.
Hahuda Achman Li Eidim Lachaber Bikilse. He put the Eidim behind in the curtain. Only Manali Biotcha. You owe me $100. I'm like, hey, I'm our ear v'shchivi lehev alach sadi. The people who are sleeping or up should be edim. I'm like, loy, no. I'm Rav Kahana. I'm like, loy. He said no. How the achman edim mekivri lechavrei? He put him in the grave. I'm like, manu biyalcha. I'm like, hey, chaya meisi lehev alach sadi. I'm like, loy. I'm Rav Shimon. I'm like, loy. He said no. I'm Rav Nevi'im Rav Papa. Shmami, no. What do you see from here? The Amar Vidam Rav. Tzarek shi'em atameida. He said atameida. Loy shnaki am aloy v'loy shnaki am amalvo v'shasak loyva. It doesn't matter. You don't have to say it. You have to agree. How do you see from here? Time to Amaloiva. Loi. Because he said, no, I don't agree. Avi Shasik, if he would have said, kept quiet, means you agree. That would be the same thing. Ha'udav Karle Kav Rashu. It was a guy who was called a guy who has many chayvis. He has bundles of chayvis. I'm a man maskbi who has money. I have plenty of plenty. A chaplain has $100,000 by me. Also to Vuladina said, he brought him to Bezdin because that's what he said. A guy wants to make himself poor, so he says that. It doesn't mean that he actually has, he owes chapel money. You always say, yeah, I don't know if you ever heard the term, the guy's totally leveraged. Why does he say that? He doesn't want people to think that he has money. Everything's leveraged. He's leveraged to the moon. Baloney. He's a marzer. He's sitting on gold, man. Kikoshakiv on his deathbed, I'm a planning mask about Izuzi. This guy owes this guy money. Baza Shakov, after he died, this guy says, oh, I heard your father said that he owes him money. Fork it over, $1 million. That's a normal thing. Guys say that he's leveraged in the moon because he doesn't want people to know that he's rich. What's the gain? No pain, no gain. What does he have from it? So, loy. So Paripaga, they paid him half. The kids paid half. So Tavino Dina Lida Pagas. Okay, you don't get away with the whole. You owe me money. He says you owe me money. No, guy also wants his kids shouldn't think they're rich. So he says, hey guys, I owe money here, I owe money there. Not really. That's the truth. So Melo. So the Gemara says, okay. So Nazel went ahead. So then give back the money because the psak was wrong. Now, Maluk Faharizok, and once a psak came out that you owe money and they paid you half, right now you don't give that back. So they lost money.
The psak wasn't on half, the psak was on the whole thing.
The psak, yeah, I know, but they only gave half.
Yeah, so you're changing the psak anyway.
No, it doesn't matter, but what you're kind of because of that psak, it's done. Now, more I don't have to give you. No, you don't get it back, it's done. A drop. Hoydev Neshtaim, Vekonom Yoda, Kosvin. Then you write. He was chosh to this halacha. Amar Rav Adam Rav. Hoy disa. A disa means that it's a shtar da. I don't know how you say da in English.
Confession of judgment.
Who?
Confession of judgment.
Confession of judgment.
Thank you.
Deterrent.
Hoy dia.
That's your word.
Hoy disa. Zimnin kasvinam and zimla kasvinam. Knifi v'yasvi. If they're sitting together, like kasvi. Can you ask me? They're just sitting.
He was gathered together,
and he came and was mighty in front of them, but he didn't hire them. He didn't hire them. Can you be asked you like kasvina? Can feel you kasvina? If he says, let's sit together,
he
fine.
He found three people together, then doesn't
right. Rav Amar feel can feel you. He says, come sit. Not good enough. Look, Ad Amalu Havale Dani be my dying. My Bar Masha Amar feel Amar Havale Dani. That's not good. Look, Ad Kavi Duchto. You make a place. You actually make a bezdim. Veshalchu Mezamre Leil Medina. You make Azmano the way we do today. Then you could be a dying. Otherwise, you can't be a dying. Zok Diger Mishnah. Those go up with the oil. This gets broken off, you don't put it back up.